This week, Governor Jim Justice ordered all public schools in West Virginia open for the 2020-2021 school year on September 8th. He said all must have 180 instructional days and must have a five-day school week. Of course, this could all change depending on how the coronavirus pandemic evolves. But county school boards are starting to prepare for that date and discuss how a return to school in a pandemic would look. Liz McCormick reports from the Eastern Panhandle that both Jefferson and Berkeley County schools met for special board meetings this week to begin outlining fall 2020.
The main message earlier this week from both county boards was what we know now will likely change between now and September 8th, and no matter when school starts, it will not be business as usual.
It is anything but. It will not look like the school that you left.
That's Jefferson County Superintendent of Schools, Bondi Shea Gibson, speaking over Zoom to board members and to the public.
We will have reduced class sizes. We will not be having lunches in the cafeteria. We will be holding class in the library. We will be holding class to a limited extent in the gymnasium. We will be utilizing spaces that currently are congregate spaces as classroom spaces in order to socially distance students.
These are all situations that would occur if school returns to in-person learning. Students age 9 or older and all faculty and staff will be required to wear face masks throughout the school day. And staff in Jefferson County schools will be provided with a variety of personal protective equipment.
We will provide gloves. We will provide Tyvek suits. We will provide shoe booties. We will provide the equipment that ensure that our staff are safe, which means that students are safe.
Across the border in Berkeley County, much of the same message was sent to board members and the community, but not quite as many details as Jefferson. Berkeley County Superintendent of Schools Patrick Murphy noted in their live Zoom meeting that the county is preparing for the fall, but they're just starting to lay the groundwork.
I know we want absolute decisions. I know we want answers. I wish I could give you all those answers, but I'm fearful that if I give you a specific answer today, tomorrow it will not carry any merit and the environment will have changed.
Murphy said the goal of Monday's meeting in Berkeley County was to begin a dialogue with the public about reopening plans. He says he will be providing updates regularly.
We need to plan. We need to think. We need to look at all of the different possibilities and progressions.
Both Berkeley and Jefferson County schools made it clear in their meetings, however, that virtual school will be an option for any family who feels concerned about sending their child to school in person. And both counties are looking at internet access options for families in areas where broadband might not be as reliable. Both counties also noted that virtual school in the fall will look very different from what happened in the spring. Virtual school in fall 2020 will, according to Jefferson County Superintendent Gibson, have regular class meetings, accountabilities in place, testing, and tutoring. Also, to help limit the spread of the virus, in-person class sizes will be small, and students would likely remain in a pod or cohort where teachers can more easily control who those students are interacting with. The subject of how students will be social distanced on school buses, however, did not come up in either meeting. All 55 of West Virginia's counties will have the flexibility to decide how fall 2020 will look within CDC guidelines and requirements set by the governor. The West Virginia Board of Education has provided a re-entry toolkit to each county. It offers guidance as counties complete their local plans and provides a framework of requirements and recommendations, but is subject to change as the pandemic evolves in West Virginia. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Shepherdstown.